The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
The GIF celebrates a milestone, how the age-old tech term has proven to be one of the more resilient of the digital age.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. So next month marks the 30th birthday of a tech acronym we all know and love, the GIF. Although some insist that it's GIF, we'll get into more of that later, short for Graphics Interchange Format. You, of course, know them as the animated graphics popular on sites like Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook. The list goes on. Just ahead of its 30th birthday, here to talk about the resilience of the GIF and how it continues to evolve is language columnist for the Wall Street Journal's Word on the Street column, Ben Zimmer. Welcome, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
So I figure the best way to do this first is to square this away right off the bat. The pronunciation controversy is a rather lively one. So once and for all, 30 years later, can we set the score? Is it GIF or GIF? And can we or will we ever really truly settle this?
It's amazing that three decades later, we're still arguing about this. Is it GIF or is it GIF? I personally prefer GIF, the hard G pronunciation.
Okay.
But when it was originally released back in May 1987 by CompuServe, the team that developed it, led by an engineer named Steve Wilhite, they said it should be pronounced as GIF. They were specific about that from the beginning, and yet that hard G pronunciation, GIF, has really persisted despite the fact that they preferred GIF. If you check in dictionaries, they'll accept either pronunciation. And so I think that's okay. People mm-hmm. can pronounce it however they would like to.
Right.
It's not the end of the world if some people say GIF and some people say GIF.
Yeah, sometimes people do get intense about it, I must say. However you pronounce it, certainly it's developed a life of its own. So I'd love to get a little bit more on its progression to the animated graphic we know it as today. You know, the reason it survived was by adapting to the times. Can you talk a little bit about how it adapted from era to era?
Sure. If you look at both the word itself and the format that it labels, both of those things have evolved over the past three decades. So originally, when it was rolled out by CompuServe, this was a format that allowed graphics files to be shared among users who had different hardware systems back when personal computers were very often incompatible with each other. And so it was a way to get across that incompatibility and have a shared graphics format. And so there were other competitors for other image formats, but it kind of became something new starting in the late 1990s when we had animated GIFs,
right.
Thanks to the old Netscape Navigator web browser of the late 90s.
Wow.
That allowed for GIFs to become these animated looping sequences of images. And these days, if you say GIF or GIF, nine times out of 10, you're talking about the animated kind. That's just what we recognize a GIF to be. It doesn't have to do with that original format way back when in 1987, but it's the animated kind that's been popular ever since Web 1.0 and people putting together their web pages and putting animations on it, often in GIF form.
We're speaking about 30 years of the GIF. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thank you for joining us. So what's interesting, too, is how it's become part of our culture and language. You know, things are GIF-able, GIF-ified, and businesses are built on them. I think that speaks the most to how far it's gone. What can we make of its most recent usage by some businesses that might hint at where it can evolve from here?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, GIF-able moments or GIF-able moments, if you prefer, these are ones that can be captured in the form of a GIF. And there are indeed entire businesses that are built on the back of GIFs now and how we create and share these GIFable moments. So there are companies like Tenor, which used to be called Riffsy, as well as Giphy, that are startups that allow people to search for GIFs, share them on social media, share them in mobile messaging. And very often what people are looking for when they're sharing one of these GIFs is a kind of an emotional reaction. And it can do so much more than simply just text. And so Tenor, for instance, just recently launched this web-based tool called Tenor Insights that actually lets you look at how people express emotions through GIFs. And it's kind of fascinating. The way that people are using this now, it kind of creates its own language.
It's so interesting to see the evolution of the GIF. It was a really fun look back at where it all kind of began. Ben Zimmer, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That will do it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For now, I'm Tanya Bustos from the Wall Street Journal Newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Follow the Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.